Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Hello, welcome to our world. It's a fun little world. It's Friday world. It sort of excludes the rest of the nothing fun going on in the world, but in our world, it's... Join us, won't you? Lovely. It's lovely here. Hello, Friday.
Confused. Yeah, are we in a different place now?
We are. We're in our own little private Idaho over here because, you know, the world is a scary place, Vin. Come in here. Take a hug. Come here. Come here, hon. Come on. Look. Come on.
Oh, look at you with your arms out.
Let me get you. Let me get you. Aww.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome. A little virtual hug. I'll miss you. I'm not going to see you for a week.
Oh, I'm sure you're going to have plenty of fun. Plenty of fun. You got parties planned, right?
Well, I have to assume that what we were going to do this weekend is canceled.
Oh.
We were supposed to go up with some friends to their place in Napa.
And, why is that canceled?
Well, Napa is on fire.
Oh, right.
And, again, to the outside, to not in our happy little world.
Right.
You know?
Well, you know, on that, and I had planned on mentioning it, but now's as good a time as any. The air quality is even worse than you. I went out.
It's awful.
In it yesterday, and I often, when you've got bad air quality, and I guess only smokers can relate to it, but you know when you've had one of those nights where you just smoked way too much because you were drinking, and you wake up and you're like, it feels like you got a brick on your chest.
Yeah. If you even dare to take a deep breath, you know that's coming out in a cough.
Right. So, but it was kind of worse than that because I kind of felt it more in my throat.
Mm.
I don't know. It's not good, but, you know,
no,
whatever.
It's quite bad. I can't. Anyway, back to our sweet little world, our happy little world.
After having been evacuated myself, I realized that the people out there are like, you know, oh, boo-hoo for you with your bad air. Because they're obviously on the run and living out of a bag.
Right.
So,
that the go bag that everybody needs to have ready to go. It's a crazy world. This morning, so I went to bed last night at 10 o'clock after watching the triple eviction Big Brother, which I don't know how they managed to make that boring too, but they did.
Oh, really? Because I didn't watch it. I was watching the football game, which turns out if you pit two crummy teams together, you actually get a good game. You know, it's evenly ridiculous.
Sure. Evenly crummy teams.
Right. You don't know the quarterbacks and whether. But it was good, and I just didn't switch over. I was like, I'm done switching over for that piece of, you know what.
Yeah,
and,
no, I hear you. It's not a great season.
I read about it this morning though, and it looked exciting. I'm bummed. I'm gonna watch it for sure today.
Yeah, no, on paper it is exciting. The problem is that they just seem to have to do the same because it's the same things over and over. And Julie just has to explain everything to death. It's like, yeah, we know how the veto works. We know how it works. And you've also done it twice already this episode. So could we just make the announcement and have that be the end? Like, do we really have to go through all the slowly tell you all the rules?
Yes, you have to do the ritual, Sarah. That's part of it.
Is that it? Okay, well, you let me know if that worked on the show after we'll jump on Zoom together later this week, you know, or whenever. I miss you. I would love it. I'd love it if you jumped on one of our late afternoon Zooms.
I would love to have that kind of time too. Let's see how things go.
So this morning, so I go to bed at 10 o'clock and, you know, I avoid knowing things in the world, because truthfully, if you go to bed with stuff on your mind, I'll see it in the morning. I'm going to sit here for an hour and a half and read stuff all morning long. So the last thing I want to do is hear upsetting news or even good. I don't want any news after, say, 6 o'clock, let's call it. Right. So last night I go to bed. I don't check my email. I don't look at the news. I'm not looking for that last glimpse. So I wake up this morning, and John knows this about me. So I get up and it's Friday, and I walk into the bathroom and I go right into the, you know, to pee, and I'm thinking, oh, this is great. It's the last day before vacation. This is nice. And I stand up and walk over to the mirror, and right there on the mirror it says, Trump has COVID. It's a post-it note that's stuck up on my mirror. I'm like, oh my God. So now I can't wait to get in front of my computer and read all the stuff about it. But it was so funny because I'm like, oh, my Daily Mirror. there's my news source first thing in the morning. But it was so, you know, we actually speculated about it yesterday, because one of his close advisors that he flies with everywhere, and he's been going all over the place and, you know, many flights on Air Force One. Hope Hicks was diagnosed with it yesterday. Oh, I wonder if Trump will get it, and he and Melania. I'm sure we'll talk about it a lot today, but it's
Well, the thing that we just don't know where that goes from here. So it's really all, yes, it's news. Absolutely. He tested positive. But right now, that's the end of the story. We don't know if he's going to get a bad case of it and be out for 2 weeks.
Well, he's out for 2 weeks no matter what. I mean, you have to quarantine yourself.
Oh, no, you know what I mean. I mean hospitalized for 2 weeks.
Oh, right,
I mean brought, like, you know, I mean, look, I know a lot of people don't like him, and he hasn't done any favors for himself, that's for sure. But I wouldn't wish anyone to get sick and die.
I wouldn't wish anyone
to get hospitalized over this. So I absolutely, right now, it just becomes, where does this go?
Well, the problem is that there's an election 32 days from now.
Right.
His campaigning is over. The any kind of debating, I mean, he's got a debate scheduled for less than 2 weeks from now. That's not happening. It's just more fuel thrown on the fire of 2020.
That
I guess
crazy.
I shouldn't. Yes, right. It's just insanity. But it just was like heart stopping this morning. I walk, I'm like, oh my God. Because of course he did. He wasn't taking any precautions. He didn't take it seriously. He flies all over the country and sees people. I'm actually surprised it took until now for this to happen.
Well, isn't that one of the problems? I mean, you can still hear people. Although it's lessened now, but months ago you were still hearing people say things like this. Quote, I don't know anybody who's got it. I don't know anybody who knows anybody who's got it. I've never seen anybody with it. I've never heard anybody. You know what I mean? That becomes the rallying cry, because you go, well, it's hard to debate that. This person feels like their whole life was turned off and they can't find a person with it.
Right.
So, you know, that was in the early days, that was every anti-masker's rallying cry.
Yep.
But now there it is. It's finally made its way through.
Well, and let's hope for him that he makes it through it just fine. You know, listen, I went through this. My mom's saying, be nice. I'm being nice, Mom. I mean, it hit our family too. These were the people who were saying, this is a hoax.
Mm-hmm.
F masks. Florida's open. All these places who were like, screw this. We're, you know, and then they wind up with it. Surprise.
Yeah, it's hard when people are calling you a dummy.
Yeah. Meanwhile, they're the ones going to the hospital. Like, really? Am I the dummy?
Let's
think on this. Well, look, when you only get your news from one source, state news, that is what happens. You hear one side of it. You know what you should do, everyone? Mom, so I'm talking to everyone. Why don't you watch ABC News at 6 o'clock every night? You know, they do a fine job delivering just the facts. No editorializing, no opinions. Here is what's happening. that might give you a slightly broader look and at what's actually happening in the world. But I know that's falling on deaf ears, and she's getting pissed and texting me. Listen, if you're going to do it, Mom, I'm telling you, I'll block you. Don't text me about this today. Just be all pissy and go off into your little retirement world. And, you know, that's I don't need to hear from you. I'm in the middle of a show.
Ay, ay, ay.
Listen, I'm telling you, she has ruined my day many times by, you know, don't talk about that. I'm like, I am not doing this show for you, lady. I'm not. And I swear to God, I'll block you, Mom. Don't do it. So I can't be nice. I'm sorry. I've already disregarded your first text of the day. Good morning, man. Love you.
That was some stuff. Yikes.
So, you know, look, it is, like I said, it's a crazy world out there. Let's just get back into our old
Sarah, every time you get into politics, like the conversation, you always say, I'm not going to go down this path. I'm not going to get into it. And then 10 minutes later, you're still talking about it.
I know. Well, what is wrong with me? There's something wrong with me.
Some of us that know you know this about you, and I'm careful what I bring up because of that, because yeah. I don't want us to uncork that. I do think it becomes, and it's, look, you get to have your opinions, and yes. Certainly it is part of any show. You're going to hear, you know, stuff about real life that's going on in the world, and that's your world. Your mom is a texter daily,
yes, she
a daily
is.
Texter.
Mm-hmm.
So that's your, yes. And what look, do they say? We that's your cross it. To bear?
That is my cross to bear. Look, I obviously, you know, I rag on my mom a lot, but I love that woman. She is a great mother. She's funny and she's very smart, which is why I find this whole thing so confusing. You know, she was always a big women's rights person. She always told me you can do whatever you want to do. And I'll leave it at that. I love her with everything that I have to love with. But we have diametrically opposed views on what's happening in this country right now. And I know I'm not the only daughter who's lamenting her mother's opinions right now. And it goes both ways, no matter what side of the political spectrum you fall onto. It's a confusing time. Yes, Vinny, your hand is up.
Did she get it? She didn't get it, did she?
She did not get it.
Wow.
No, my dad had it. Everyone around her had it. I'm telling you, that woman is like a cockroach. She'll live, which is great. She'll survive the nuclear war.
Well, we now know where you got it from, right?
Where I got what? Oh, that I can't shut up? And
no.
No, your invulnerability.
The cockroach thing. You just said it. She's like a cockroach. She'll survive anything. That's what I'm talking about. You and your medical opinions and views yes. on how things should be done are a wonder to many. As you, I can't believe it. The way you're like, I don't get a flu shot.
Yeah,
I don't do that.
I've got.
I don't like
shot.
That. And you just go, wow, what? But there you are, trucking along, healthy as a bear.
Well, we'll see. I mean, look, I'm getting older like anybody. I'm sure I'm going to have my share of problems, and you guys will all be able to point and laugh at that point, you know.
I don't want to do that.
Stuff happens.
I don't want to do that to you, and I don't want to do that to Trump. I don't want to do that to anybody. I really don't. I want people to be healthy and happy, and it sucks that that's...
God, you're a good person. I wish I could... I'm going to aspire to that today.
I don't have...
We're going to stop wishing bad on people.
I hear those
and
thoughts
doing
out
gleeful
of people
dances.
Sometimes, and I go, wow... gnarly.
Yeah. No, it's good that you don't, but I am just not that good of a person. It's when I see things, I think in my head, well, serves right.
You know what's trippy is, and I know that it's probably not the best thing to bring up, but I used to hear some, because Hooman is was the most godly guy on the show.
Oh, sure.
But every now and then he'd break into this rant where you'd be like, oh, he does need Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
Yikes! Oh my God, he really needs the love, the help.
Thank goodness he's got Jesus.
He's in the right place,
right?
More church for you, son. My
yes.
goodness,
Heather. Now you should take off. Really?
Oh man,
you should take off and lay on the floor at church instead of laying on the floor here. I mean,
so I do know people have those, and I even have heard people in competitive jobs like we have, where they are like. Or more importantly, sports where they're competitive. It's
right.
They need that hate to fuel them. They need
right.
it. Got to have it. So
yep.
Whatever. I just I'm just cruising. I don't want. I hope you have a great day. And I thought more about what my friend Krista said. The year of what now? It really is just that, what now? And sure enough, I don't know what this does to our election, but I
but
know
what
that
now?
Guy's quick with a lawsuit. So that's one thing you can expect.
Yeah, well, you know, I think that's half the reason he doesn't want to get out of office, because as soon as he gets out, it's not going to be about him being quick with a lawsuit. He's going to be hit with a million lawsuits.
We'll see.
That is a guy who's, you know, he's setting himself up to be the next Putin. And we need one of those. Let's, you know, yes to the dictatorship. Fantastic. Yeah, you're a good person, Vinny. Actually, I actually really mean that. I'm often amazed by how magnanimous you can be about certain subjects. I am not that good a person. I'm just not. I am and I've told you a million times, I have a dark, cold, black little heart, and I don't always wish the best for people. I just don't. And I'm trying. I'll try for you, because, you know, I aspire to be a nice person, an actual nice person. I'm not. I'm just not a nice person. But all I know is it's Friday. It's going to be a great day.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, I know. It's this actually, oh my God. This is an example of how not a nice person I am. Not only did I give Bryn all the music to pull for me today, and I went through it. I did shorten it. It was a lot longer.
Oh, did you?
But I did. I'm telling you, I cut like 12 things. You go back and look at the TCS. There's so much stuff on there. So I cut a bunch of stuff off of there, but it's still like 20 things long, which we'll never get to him, but he's going to have to pull them all. Mm-hmm. And then there was like a bunch of singles and like this thing for Dave Grohl. And all, I mean, just like 10 other things. I'm like, look, the music news is extending now to the 7 o'clock hour too. Can you please? And here's a trailer for this. And can you grab me this one line from this show? And I swear to God, we've never had a longer exchange on our little Google meetups than we had today. I'm like, I kept saying, I'm sorry. Sorry.
Oh, yeah, no,
sorry.
You know, I'm halfway done with it.
Oh, is that so?
Yeah.
Wow. Well, we'll check in. You know what we'll do right before the 7 o'clock break? We'll check in, and you can tell me what you have time for and what you don't. And I'll just rearrange
you
from
it.
There. Thanks.
It's going to be a happy Friday.
Hey, since I'm not part of those the early morning meetings that you guys have, I was curious, because we didn't get to talk about it. It sounded like we were going to have a pretty neat guest yesterday, and then he just went poof. What happened?
Oh,
can we talk about that, or should we not?
No, absolutely.
It was just an East Coast scheduling thing, and last minute there was like a meeting that came up, and they said, hey, can we just switch it to this day at this time, which was Friday during your break? And I was like, that's just not going to work for us. It's the last day. I didn't want them to do it at the 8:30 break, so I was like, you know what, let's just cancel.
He didn't
want to
be on Zoom either. To say who it is.
Yeah, he didn't want to do Zoom. He wanted to do
can we say who it was?
Yeah, sure.
Colin who?
Colin Quinn.
Colin Quinn. I'm like, Colin Firth? No.
He had
No. I'm a fan. I think that guy's pretty funny. I don't
Colin
know.
Colin Farrell? No.
I don't seek him out, but he's a funny dude, and I saw that on the list and went, oh, that'll be interesting.
Well,
cool.
And the other thing was, he had all these requirements. Like, he wasn't going to come on the Zoom with us. He wanted to do a phone call, so the audio was going to be, you know, phone quality.
Right.
It just didn't work. But
I
it was funny.
That was the first surprise. Was Sarah okay to phone her?
No, I didn't. Okay, a phoner. I thought he was going to jump on Zoom with us.
All right. Well, anyway, that's unfortunate. But I thought, wow, look at that. We're what an adventure. We'll see how that goes.
Right.
Like I said the other day, watching Drew Barrymore struggle through a bit on TV was absolute torture. I couldn't help but feel for her, but also go, what are you doing? You've got a good life. Why are you doing this to yourself? What a waste.
You've got a good life. You've got money. People get bored. People like to have things to do.
I
wonder if she'll become really good at it. I mean, it has to be very difficult to do a TV talk show. And the fact that there was so much trouble in it makes me feel like, I've just been thinking, like, is she doing this live? Can't she?
I don't know all of the elements involved, and maybe I didn't stay long enough and they worked it out and there was a huge, you know, joyous applause because it all worked out and sounded great.
Yeah.
The part I was watching made me sweat, and I just went, as someone who deals with that, I went, I don't like it. I'm out of here.
I'm with you. It's so funny because, you know, oftentimes right when we get on the air, we're working out our technical difficulties. But this is radio. It's like there just isn't the same kind of pressure there is on TV. Like TV is, it's short and everything needs to run smoothly and look like a pro production. And we're like, hey, I can't see you.
Right.
I'm having trouble hearing you.
I wonder about someone like Drew Barrymore because, first of all, she is a her family's obviously Hollywood royalty, and maybe people don't know that, but her family goes way back, right? What was the dad's name or the grandpa's
name? He's a Barrymore too, right? Like a you know John Barrymore.
Yeah, I think so.
Like a big
anyway,
actor
and I know
or
people have followed her through her whole life, so it does seem like it could work, but then. She's kind of got a Valley Girl thing going.
She does seem very will-o'-the-wisp. Oh, what could this be?
I don't know if that lasts or not, but
yeah,
anyway.
We'll see. You know, she's charming. I'm sure
she's nice enough,
it'll make
it
a season. And then she'll either get sick of doing it or they'll go, I don't have any ratings. But look, she was on at your house, so somebody's watching her.
No, that was, like I said, it comes on after the news. No one was watching it. It's just anyway, whatever. So that was the guest that was to be on and didn't make it. But
yeah.
It's Friday. It's 6 after. Let's roll this thing.
KLLC HD1 San Francisco. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's Morning Show. We'll be right back.
Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.